GSW Mobile.
Morning, Ken.
How's your day going?
So good. How about you?
Today, it's my Friday, finally.
Here.
Didn't do yesterday?
Not on the radio. I texted with him a couple times throughout the day.
Told him he messed me up from getting an airplane. I won't never be allowed to get one now. I didn't see his response yet. My phone updated, and I got to do some stuff to it to get it back working.
I remember all those hundreds of passwords and this, that, and the other, and it's just a mess.
You want to put different software on it and everything like that, but damn, you need to fix it. So that all the settings that it was there when you started are the same settings that they're, you know, when you end.
Usernames and passwords that I have saved in there, they need to all be the same.
I saw when the dog tripped the camera outside, and then on my phone it popped up hello in 10 different languages and that, and it's like, really? And then, so I tried to look at the text message, but it did its update thing, so there's something I got to do to it, I'm sure.
Got new phones almost 2 weeks ago, and I'm still trying to get mine set up the way it was.
Wait a minute on that one.
What you got planned for tomorrow?
I'm going to be putting a gutter up on the porch to make a rain barrel and that, but it looks like it might be going to Anderson to see the grandkids.
I like more fun than putting the gutter up.
Usually Papa gets stuck with the grandkids while Susan has a 2-hour conversation with the daughter-in-law.
Ready for a nap when you get back.
Much to do over there.
Take your radio mobile and show them how to use it.
You're quite old enough, and the problem is you're trying to split Papa three ways. You know, it's better if you can get them one-on-one, you can do something, but you can't do anything with three.
I thought you just had two.
Three of them at this one that we're going to.
And then the other one's coming around doing it.
Too much time with one, and the other ones get mad, and you're doing this, and you're not helping with that, and it's just as aggravating.
Child over here is saying that that's why only children are better. I said my only child over here is saying that that's why only one child is better.
Chandler. Yeah, I hear you on that. They had them back to back to back. They're like 9, 8, and 7.
Chandler, get it done and over with, right?
Man, I wouldn't want to do that today. It's like, man, that's a serious amount of work. I mean, I helped raise 5, but that was a little bit different times, you know?
So, Chandler, are you awake yet? You didn't sound much like it.
Morning person, I can tell, just like Andrew. He's this morning.
Still half asleep.
That one. Man, we're looking forward to Saturday evening.
Two. Enjoy some good food and friendship.
I go, you know, it's a chance to enjoy things in life, right?
To take the time to enjoy anymore, but you gotta take the time for those little things.
Life gets you all tangled up and takes up all of your time, and you don't get to do things to with other people to enjoy it.
Down the mountain and got deer standing on the side of the road. Maybe this fan will cut off or I can talk to you.
$500.
No, I didn't get that.
Saw a deer standing on the side of the road. I said, does it have a bright, shiny, red nose?
Wasn't Rudolph.
I just have to have some fun with you.
You're good. It's hard to hear in here sometimes.
The 337, I think I'm going to have to go over here and fill up for a second.
2 gallons?
Get me up for about 6, I think.
Well, yesterday for a 444 a gallon.
Good price, but we know if it needs to be like under 2, really. Yeah, I'm pulling in, and I'll be back. KN4 TFW.
Cheesecake. No problem. Chandler, are you awake yet?
I'm still getting there. I'm still getting there. I am awake. It's just taking me a minute to actually wake up my brain, if you know what I mean.
Did. Check in on the net last night. I don't remember hearing you.
No, I didn't. I listened to it for a little bit. I wanted to get to bed and go to sleep, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know you can use the pre-net check-in, right? On the computer?
Didn't do it last night, but I'm probably
going to
do that today, over.
You sound like you're having trouble getting woke up for sure this morning.
I'm going to sit on the side for a little bit. I'm on the day station. I'll hit you up before I walk out the door, and then I'll get on the load one, and I'll talk to you later. All right.
You take your time and get woke up. Have a good one. KO4HKX. I'll be monitoring.
KFW Mobile. Back on the road again.
Wrong. KO4HKX.
Got me for 6.1 gallons. 3 miles per gallon was the average.
Sounds like it's not no fun to be driving around in a turbo diesel.
That's all Patrick.
Small ones, that's for sure.
A tank of that non-ethanol when I ride up to the daughter to see how it'll do.
Surprised how much better your fuel mileage is.
Right. Man, she was worried to death last night. They were going to expect severe storms and everything, and, you know, she lives right next to that creek, and then there was been tornadoes in her area and that, so she just gets all paranoid.
Scared. A lot of people anymore, they don't even pay no attention at all.
Seen that. My dog last night got out in the field, and it's like, dang, I forgot my radio. I mean, it would have been a good day to use it because the wind wasn't blowing.
It's about the time I was driving home, too.
Yeah, I never did raise you.
With Lloyd and Daniel yesterday afternoon, on my way to my last stop, and from there on, I was on the phone call. So that might have been why.
And calls are usually I'm on the phone with Susan, don't get to talk much in the afternoon.
On the phone with Daniel. Just talking about the QRM.
Go ahead.
I said I was on the phone with Daniel talking about that QRM.
I'll probably be late on the radio tonight walking the dog. I got them guys coming by for cutting the trees.
I was going to ask, how's those other estimates going?
got the one, but I got two guys coming tonight and one coming on Monday.
Oh.
I left messages with that never called back. I mean, they must just have too much work or not enough workers.
Still pick up the phone and call, let somebody know.
Be in town on Saturday? Is that what you're doing? Doing your running around?
Kind of depends on the weather. If weather's nice outside, we got some stuff around the house that needs to be done.
Grinding job, isn't it?
This is with me. I keep moving stuff around or changing something or putting up a new antenna.
Yes, trees will depend on if I need a new antenna or not.
Well, I get a conversation with Steve about that antenna for you.
One. It kind of looked like that octopus, but where that octopus had, you know, one on each side for every band, this one just had one for each band, and it said it had its own ground plane and everything, and I wondered if that would work.
Sure on that at all. I don't know anything about them. I did watch a YouTube video on one the other day that was multi-band, and it just had little, like, ham sticks. You screwed into a little, reminded me of a bicycle drive spoke.
Spokes on it?
I don't know how many, but they had quite a few.
Octopus looks like you got, you know, like, one on each side for each band, and then you just pick the bands that you want.
Together won't interfere with them, one another.
I watched that, Ham Radio Concepts. I watched him put one up, and that he put it up, and he was in on 10 meters, and he got into Texas, no problem.
I had my best luck on 10 meters with my little dicone antenna, about 3 foot off the ground. That's where I make my 10-meter contacts.
Or it's busy up here by the interstate.
Coming up on Sandy Flats right now on 290.
That's blaming on that traffic, Jill. Look, I'm looking. I get to take the decorator to work.
The high life over there is chauffeuring around all morning. Sits back and relaxes.
Going to work, right?
Here, KO4HK.
I'm here. I'm just still getting ready to leave the house.
Don't want to leave you out.
I'll be here in a minute. I'll be mobile and probably 4 or 5 minutes, or at least at the most 10.
We're getting close to our destination, so hopefully we'll be here, okay? You firing ants yesterday?
Well, I was wondering if maybe they ain't fire ants in my raised garden bed. Because, you know, I kind of like disturbed a little where they were going in and out at, and I didn't get a bunch of them coming up out of there like you would with fire ants. So I don't know. I put some of that diatomaceous earth on them. And then we'll see how it goes.
Man, you want to get them taken care of before they take hold, that's for sure.
Chemicals on it, but I'll just have to see. I know I sprinkled some on the mounds in the yard. They appear to be gone now. Hopefully it killed them. They didn't just move. Now, they didn't tell them it took me a week to get over my hand itching.
Things are rough when they get hold of you.
Me on the same hand before I realized.
Just a second for that to happen. They get a hold of you, they get a hold quick. I'm good down there at that Italian restaurant.
Nothing bad over there. usually I get like cannelloni, or I'll get the eggplant parmesan or something like that. But it's been always good every time we went in there.
Studying the menu out, she's going for the veal parmesan, is what she says.
It's a special. Susan got a special one time, you know, the chef special or whatever, and it was some kind of chicken and that, and it was really good. She liked it. And that, but they also have Andean food from the Andes Mountains, and that, I haven't tried any of that yet. But it's a cute little restaurant.
Switching to Northern now, KS4WWC, Kingston Bay Station.
Looking forward to it. She, like I said, she done picked her meal out.
Along with that, first time I walked in, it's like, man, I am definitely in the wrong place, because it looked, you know, pretty high end, but it really isn't. People that work in there are all related.
Hey, Skag, it's probably the only way you can find help.
KN4TFW. Bar, you can go make your own salad, so that's pretty good.
Is eating that much and then the drive home.
Best friends of ours, and we would all get together and go out to eat, and then we'd go over to his house, and then we'd all sit in the hot tub for a while. And then, man, I know it was 200 miles back to the house. It had to be.
What you mean, holding them eyelids open and trying to drive home? Yeah.
Like, knocked my rear end off in the front of the truck off trying to get between us. And then he just zoomed past and everything. And I don't know, he's just in a hurry.
See, you're not going to get there any quicker to make a difference.
Well, yeah, now he did all of that, and now he's pulling off the ramp, you know what I mean? And that, it's like, man, he had to save a good 3 or 4 seconds anyway. Them YouTube dash cam videos, and that you wonder how something happens. It's like, man, it happens so fast, it ain't even funny.
Some of those, and some people's driving is just amazing, isn't it?
Night before last, I think, on the news, it was just a box truck, kind of like yours, going down the interstate. He was in the middle lane, and a car was coming onto the on-ramp, and it kind of curved to come on, and he just flat-out missed the curve, and he hit the truck in the right wheel on the front, and then the truck veered over and hit the side of a bridge, and that nearly went over the bridge and caught all fire and everything. And it's like, man, he was just minding his own business. I don't know how he got out without getting hurt, but he did somehow.
Hey, the lady hit me. I was just driving down the road, minding my own business. Next thing I know, I see it coming. Nothing I can do about it.
We were on 101 out there by BMW coming back towards Greer. I was in the right lane, just minding my own business. All of a sudden, bam, this lady was right beside me. She sneezed, and her car came all the way over, and her tire hit my running board. And that, man, it was a heck of a thump.
Traveling 45, 50 mile an hour, a split second, it's over.
It was happening, you know what I mean? It just come up beside me and just thumped me. I mean, we were headed up to the daughter's house one day, and there was a box truck. He just was pushing everybody out of the way, and he just came right over on me, even though I was right there by his rear tires.
Hey, those ones, WWZ, Northern.
Welcome back, Chandler, KN4TFW.
Thank you, Patrick.
Kilo Echo November.
Okay, thank you. I'm still showing my tired.
You're not a morning person.
Nah, not at all. I'm wanting personal, just, you know, it's going to take me a little bit to get away.
And it's like that, it's because you didn't know what time to go to sleep. When did you hit the bed?
It was about 9 o'clock last night. I went to bed when the net was on.
Go to sleep.
About 10:30.
We're working construction. We get up early in the morning, work construction all day, and then he'd go out and party all night and get home just in time to turn the alarm clock off for work the next day. And it's like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
That don't sound no fun, like no fun.
How people do that? I gotta have at least 5 to 6 hours to function.
Time guy talked me into taking his sister-in-law out, and that, and they lived like 40 miles the opposite direction, and that, went out, took her out. I didn't get back home till probably 2 in the morning. Had to work the next morning. It's like, yeah, we're not doing that again.
I like those potted roasters, man. They cost you an arm and a leg in so many ways.
Watch out for that, Chandler.
Yep. Let me tell you. If I can get me some fun and have a good time with a woman, you bet you I'll do it.
Now, we were working construction down in Greenwood. I mean, got up, rode down there, came back. Guy wanted to go frogging that night, went frogging all that night. Stayed up all Saturday day, wanted to go frogging Saturday night. So I was like, oh, sure. Went frogging Saturday night. Man, it was hard to get back to the house on Sunday.
Man, I've done some crazy things myself. Stay out all night, four-wheeling, playing around, then got to be at work the next morning. And but gentlemen, I am pulling into my first stop, so I'm gonna say 7-3s for now. Y'all be safe on your rest of your trip, and I will look forward to talking to y'all later on down the line. KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
Yeah, perfect timing. I'm rolling down the road to the gate myself. And that, so you, Miss Elise, have an awesome day today. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon. And you guys stay safe. And Chandler, you have a good day also. And I'll catch you guys this afternoon. 73 KN4 TFW.
73 KN4 TFW and KO4HKX. Y'all have a good day. God bless. Stay safe on the road. This is KO4WZWZ. I'm clearing on the side listening. WWZ Muzzle.